Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to our Shir in Tzvas Emes. When Yaakov Avinu sends the Malachim to bring presents to appease Esav, his brother, Yaakov Avinu gives these Malachim very clear and concise instructions about how to converse with Esav. And Yaakov tells him what's going to happen when you're going to meet Esav. Esav is going to ask you, Lemi ata? Who are you? Who do you work for? Va'anatelech, and where are you going? Ulemi ela lefanecha? Who owns all this livestock, all the sheep and cattle that you're walking with? Who owns it? Yaakov Avinu said, what should you answer? Answer back the following. Answer, La'avdecha le'Yaakov. We are owned, we are messengers, we are servants of your servant Yaakov. Mincha hishlucha la'adayni la'esav. He is sending a present, and mincha to Adayni Esav, to his master Esav. V'hine gam hu acharenu, and he is following after us. He is going to be following in a short amount of time. After we give you this present, Yaakov Avinu is going to come and meet you Esav. Says the Tzvas Emes in the name of the Chiddush Erim in the year Tav Resh Lamed Hei. If you look closely at the questions that Yaakov Avinu prepped his servants to be able to talk to Esav, to answer the questions of Esav, you look closely at the questions, you'll see that there's three questions, and you'll see that these three questions parallel a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. We all know the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Akiva ben Mahalal Omer, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph. Akiva ben Mahalal Omer, Stakel b'shloish dvarim, ve'ein at the bo lidei avera. Look at three things, and you won't come lidei avera. Dame ayin basa, know where you come from. Ula anata haylech, where are you going? Ulefnei mi ata asalit and din v'cheshbin, and who are you giving a din v'cheshbin for after 120? And Akiva ben Mahalal explains and expounds and says, where are you coming from? From Atipa Srucha, where are you going to offer our bodies are going to decompose after 120, and we're going to give a din v'cheshbin before the Rabbanu Shlalom. And when Akiva ben Mahalal told us to ask us these questions, he's teaching us how to be able to refrain and stay far away from the world of Averis. But Zakta Chedush Erim Esav, which represents the Yetzara, also asks these same exact three questions. Why? To bring a person to the place of sadness, depression, and worry, and anxiety over where he comes from, where he's going, and who he's going to give a din v'cheshbin before. A person can have the ability to look at these three questions, and these three questions can propel him to serve the Rabbanu Shlalom in a greater, more genuine, and more authentic way. Or a person can look at these questions and say, who am I? I come from a type of srucha. I'm headed to offer rim of a teleya. I come from nothing. I'm going to nothing. And I'm going to give a din v'cheshbin before Hashem. How in the world am I going to answer? And a person can say, if I'm come from nothing and I'm going to nothing and I'm going to have to answer to Hashem, so I may as well give up now. What the Yetzirah does is the Yetzirah tries to get us to have anxiety and to be upset and to be fearful over the din v'cheshbin in a way that's not pushing us to do more, but on the contrary, causes us to stay longer in bed and causes us to do less for the Rabbanu Shlalom because of this daiga and atzvas, this anxiety that we have. And therefore, when Yaakov Avinu sends his malachim to talk to Esav, he tells them, I just want you to know that Esav is going to ask you this, these same three questions, but in a way which is going to only bring you to daiga and atzvas. Esav is going to ask you, Lemi ata, ula ana va'anatelech, where are you from? Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Ulemi eila lefanecha, who is everything before you? Which means, what is your future hold? Remember who you're going to have to give a din v'cheshbin for when you come up after 120. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu didn't only prep them to be able to hear those questions from Esav and not get caught up in them, but Yaakov Avinu also gave the malachim and ultimately us the way to answer those three questions. Yaakov Avinu says, tell him la'avdecha le'Yaakov. The first thing you answer Yetzirah when he tells you, who are you? Where do you come from? Where are you going? Tell the Yetzirah, I come from Yaakov Avinu. I come la'avdecha le'Yaakov. I come from the Avos HaGedoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. I come from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Yud Beis Shifteka. I am part of Klal Yisrael. I am part of something so much bigger and greater than I can ever imagine. That's the first thing. La'avdecha le'Yaakov. Recognize your past. Recognize where you come from. The second thing is mincha. Mincha literally means in the pasuk a present. Mezaktes vasemes mincha means something else as well. We know that the pasuk tells us when a person's bringing a carbon mincha, which is the cheapest of all the karbanos made out of a little flower offering. The pasuk says nefesh ki sakriv, and Chazal darshan in the Gemara that nefesh ki sakriv, when a poor person brings a carbon mincha, although it may be financially the cheapest of all the karbanos, him giving up that amount of money is being meister nefesh for Hashem, and Hashem considers it as if he was put in the akedah, as if he gave his life up to bring this carbon, this little simple offering. And therefore says Yaakov Avinu, tell the Yetzirah mincha. It may look insignificant to you. It may look that what I'm doing, the davening, the learning, the chesed may seem small and insignificant. But for me, in our generation, with the challenges we deal with, it's a mincha. It's small and insignificant for you, the Yetzer Hara, but you should just know how much the Rabban Hashem appreciates every little action that we do. And therefore, just like the Karban Mincha, which may seem small to an outsider, but to Hashem, who knows the effort that's put in, means the world to Hashem, so too Yaakov Avinu tells us, we have to tell the Yetzer Hara Mincha. We are bringing a Karban Mincha. We are being Meiser Nefesh to the Rabban Hashem. And the third thing he says is, La Adoni La Esav. You should just know that the challenges that we deal with make it so difficult for us to be able to do that which we do. You think that it's easy for us to daven to learn, and therefore you, the Yetzer Hara, are saying it's all insignificant, that it's all small and it doesn't mean anything? We're dealing with Adoni Esav. We're dealing with this person, Esav, who's trying to be a master over us, who's trying to conquer us and cause us to follow his ratzon as opposed to Hashem's ratzon. So it may seem small and insignificant, but compared to the challenges we have in the year Tav Shem Pei Beis 2021, compared to how big of an Adon Esav is, it's all tremendous. All has tremendous significance to the Rabban Shalom. And then he adds in the last words, which are so important for us to remember. After we answer the Yetzer Hara's three questions, who are we? We're a Yid coming from Avram Yitzchak VeYaakov. We are bringing a mincha to Hashem. Every little bit that we do, every step we take is precious. And we are dealing with the Yetzer Hara, and makes it even more precious, the little bit that we do. And then Zaktis Vas Emes, Yaakov Avinu ends off with one last line. V'hine gam hu acharenu. He is also coming after us, which literally in the Pasuk is talking about Yaakov Avinu, but says this Vas Emes in this context can also be referring to the Rabban Shalom. To let us know, and to let the Yetzer Hara know, that we have the Rabban Shalom behind us. The Rabban Shalom is following us. The Rabban Shalom is going to be mechazik us. And all we need to do is take the first step. We make a little pass. We make that first step forward, and the Rabban Hashem has our back. The Rabban Hashem is walking right behind us. The Rabban Hashem makes it into a pischa shel ulam. V'hine gamu acharenu, that the Hashem is helping us and giving us a siyata d'shmaya to get through it. And the Sfas Emes says Yaakov Avinu didn't need to have this whole conversation for himself. Yaakov Avinu wasn't bringing a carbon mincha. Yaakov Avinu wasn't an ani and ruchnias. Yaakov Avinu's actions were perfect. But Yaakov Avinu looked at the future generations and saw the questions that Esav, that the Yetzer Hara is going to ask us. Who are you? Where are you coming from? What have you done in life? Have you done anything significant, anything important? And therefore, the Yaakov Avinu, thousands of years before our time, looked and told us what we need to tell the Yetzer Hara. La Adoni, La Avdecha Le Yaakov, Mincha, La Adoni Le Esav, V'hine Gam Hu Acharenu. Hashem should help us, and when the Yetzer Hara challenges us and tries to make us feel small and insignificant, we should know how to stand back up to him and tell him what we're really worth, where we really come from, and where we are really going. Have an amazing Shabbos.